Welcome back. You're here with Dave Popowich and Faisal Carmelli. You're listening to More Than Money on QR77. And, you know, we're talking about a whole bunch of stuff, really interesting stuff today. And the next segment, I think, is going to be really fascinating in terms of the boomer entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's changed for people who've gone from the workforce into retirement and then go, oh, I'm have to go back and maybe work again. Or people who've been entrepreneurs their whole life and say, I got to do something with my life still. I'm not ready.
I got lots to offer.
Exactly.
So we'll introduce Michael in just a minute because he's got a fascinating story to share. But before we do that, we should remind our listeners that we have our upcoming seminar, the last one of the season, right, on December the 6th in the South Side at the Co-op Wine and Spirits. And we're going to be talking again about what's happening in the markets, how to profit, and how to protect your portfolio in this kind of environment, and in particular, our asset dedication strategy. So if, in fact, you are transitioning and income is, and sustainable income is becoming important, we'll talk about that as well.
That's right. December the 6th, 7 p.m., that's Tuesday night, at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. Give us a call, 966-8400, 966-8400, or go to our website, morethanmoneyradio.ca.
Now, we've got Michael Morris here with us for the next 10 minutes or so, and we were first introduced to Michael through a really interesting article in the Financial Post, and it was called The Rise of the Boomer Entrepreneur, and I thought that spoke exactly to the kinds of things that that we address on this show. So, Michael, I want to first of all thank you for taking some time out to join us, and after hearing your story, very interested to share your experience having been an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur your whole life, retiring, and then identifying where there's some further opportunity to give back and contribute as a boomer relative to perhaps when you were building your first business. So I've got a lot to cover here in 10 minutes, but let me ask you just to share with us a brief synopsis of your story, and then we'll get into some of the details.
Yeah, well, I just want to clarify. I didn't sort of transition into retirement because being in the workforce for many years, making a lot of money, and never realizing the possibility of an economic down syndrome, whatever.
Yep.
I never expected it, and I always thought it was, you know, what I was earning was going to be forever, and I didn't have a financial background, so for me, it was never really looking at of investing wisely. I did make investments, maybe not so wisely, but what had happened when I started to reach the age of retirement, I started to realize that I probably wouldn't have enough of money to live on
right.
for the future. So I sort of at that point thought maybe go back into the workforce and found it very difficult at that stage to do so because being older, my resume, the first place a recruitment agency would put it, would be in the garbage because of the, you know, they're not hiring the age group that I was in, no matter what my skills were. So I really didn't retire. I never retired.
Gotcha. So this experience that you had, that must have been, that's obviously frustrating, a guy that's, you know, built businesses, and I don't know how many hundreds of people you were managing at one particular time, but it there was a lot. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in this particular situation and going through the typical channels, that must have felt awkward.
Well, it was because I don't think there was a respect level there for my expertise. As I said, my resume was extensive. I covered a lot of... even though I was in the fashion business, my job description was obviously motivating staff. I had 150 women, which was not easy, but great, but to manage, and a chain of ladies' wear stores. And then I became a manufacturer, selling to hundreds of ladies' wear stores, and mm-hmm. traveled across Europe and developed a substantial business. And then when the market did take a downturn and my business closed down. Unfortunately, I went out of business. I went bankrupt, so it wasn't an experience. So I thought at that time, with my experience, it would be very easy to find work. It was difficult, but because of my skills and an entrepreneur, I managed to start up another business, which was quite successful, and so on and so on. So I transitioned from one business to another, always being successful. But as I got older... and then, you know, obviously I felt, you know, being in business for myself, maybe there's a, you know, it would be nice to just get a, you know, find a really great job, a paycheck. Maybe, even though it wasn't something that, you know, I felt good about, I thought it'll be great to find something like that, but it was just impossible. It was impossible because the first thing that was asked in any job interview, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will probably, if they've had to go through this scenario, would probably find that, do you have a master's degree or do you have, you know, your education? And, you know, I tell people now that I came from the U of HK. That was my master's degree, which was the University of Hard Knocks, not yeah. University of Hong Kong.
Yeah.
So the fact is that it didn't matter. And I believe that we have so much to offer as a boomer, the experience, especially the ones who've been in business for a long time, to mentor the younger generation who I believe are not able, because they don't have the skill sets other than theoretical, to move forward in corporations. They need practical experience as well as theoretical, and I don't think it's out there.
So Michael, was it that you had to go back to work or start the business, or was it that you chose to? Because that's the
no,
big
I
difference.
Had, personally, for myself, I had to. I didn't want to retire anyway. Personally, I love working, so it was never a thought that I wanted to retire. But the fact is, I looked ahead and saw my resources financially, that if I lived to be, you know, 80, 90, then I would not have enough money to live on. What the article says is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, your Canadian pension and old age pension does not cut it to lead a life that I'd led for so many years. You want to maintain. You don't want to go backwards and become a burden on your kids. So for me, it was very important to reestablish myself. I either find a job, which I couldn't, or reestablish a business, which I felt I still have the capability of doing, and I am doing right now. That's exactly. I'm offering my services and consultancy. I'm finding that I am of value to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so let's say today, if you have the financial resources to retire, would you step out of the business, and would you enjoy the conventional viewpoint of retirement?
No, so I wouldn't.
So would you?
I would find that would. I've seen a lot of people my age that really, I think they're 50 years older than me, because when I see their attitude and their mindset, I think because they've retired, they've basically lost it. Their lives have changed, not for the better.
Yeah.
And so so I find that a lot of people who are in your situation, where they're boomer entrepreneurs, they are wired a bit differently than the people who are looking at sitting in on a beach all day long and doing really nothing. You know, there's a difference in how they're wired. And in your perspective, what is it that drives you, what gets you up in the morning, that gets you going, that makes you so much different than the person who says, I don't want to do anything. I just want to relax.
Just because I'm of a creative nature, you know, I'm just, I love the challenge and always have done. It keeps me motivated. I feel it keeps me young and it keeps me active just to be involved in something. I mean, I work with a lot of younger people and I love it because I see I can help them and I enjoy that. I've worked with non-profit I've been a cause-related marketing consultant for over 20 years. And work trying to come up with creative ideas to help nonprofits, you know, make money. Mm-hmm. So I would always continue that. I think that if I did have enough money and I could stop working, then I wouldn't stop working. I would probably go and work in nonprofit without a wage or any money, just to continue being, you know, involved.
Yeah,
you know, what I find interesting also is I don't have any source I can cite at this particular moment, but thinking about some of the past reading we've done, there's a bit of a hollowing out, or certainly a potential hollowing out of corporate Canada as a lot of the boomers start to retire, right? And in fact, there might even be a hole in the employment situation because we're not backfilling those, never mind the bodies, the skill sets, right?
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I'm doing so much research on that. I'm seeing such a void there because I've got an experience. My wife she's a boomer, she's 54, and she decides to go back to work because she just wants to. She hates sitting around. And the store where she's working, and there's a manager running the store who's 32 years old, and because of my experience in that industry, and she comes back and tells me the horror stories of non-motivated staff, because as a young manager who has no skill set with people and how to run a store, and they want to know at head office why the sales are down in the store. well, the sales are down in the store because staff is not motivated because they're not being trained.
Yep.
And you cannot have a 32-year-old, and no disrespect, because I have a lot of respect. I have younger children who are in that age group, and they're certainly bright, but to manage people, you have to have experience and a skill set, and you were absolutely right. There's a big, big void there. There are some programs, I think mentorship programs, that are out there for people to train, to go into businesses and train the young staff. I think with the groups being boomer groups.
Yeah. You're definitely starting a whole new topic as well, too, of how we can transition the management side of Canadian businesses and so forth. And we'll definitely have you tapped in on that when we have that conversation in the future. We do have to get going. We've got to pay some bills and go to break here. But, Michael, we want to bring you back in the new year with any of your new ideas and new concepts. We'd love to hear more from you.
Well, we know you're working on some big plans, so we want to hear what they are.
Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it and sharing this with you.
Thank you, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
All the best. Bye-bye.
You're listening to QR77 and More Than Money. Join us after the break.